Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat bass sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, on today's show, we're gonna try to catch up on a lot of phone calls and comments from people. And so join us for that and check out our new theme music. Yeah.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah.
Cool.
What do you think about that?
I like it.
Bridges, all right. He's a genius, isn't he?
He is a genius. I said he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You got to make everybody sit down. They're all going to be listening. They're going to be dancing.
They're going to be dancing?
You're going to have, if anybody ever sees anybody with headphones dancing, this is what they're listening to?
Mm-hmm. He sent us some new background music too, so let's check it out. I haven't listened to it.
Get down, funky.
Yeah. Get down with it. I like that. Okay. We'll put that down in the background. Okay.
All right.
Well, maybe a little lower.
How you been?
I've been well. How have you been?
Good.
You look well.
Thank you.
Wow.
I've rested today.
We were watching Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah.
And he was going to go talk to his dad about library book finds that he hadn't failed to mention before.
Mm-hmm.
And
because he'd lost the book.
Yeah. And he said, I think I'll put on my pajamas first. And Wally's like, why? And he says, because a guy just feels safer in his pajamas.
It's so true. A guy and a girl. We all just feel safer in our pajamas. The world seems like a better place.
But then Wally said, you better go down there before you lose your nerve.
Yeah. So then he did.
And see, that was Wally encouraging Beaver to do what is right.
Yes, a good big brother.
He wasn't
Unlike
telling
Eddie.
On him. He wasn't bossing him around. He was encouraging him
Unlike
to the righteousness.
Mean old Eddie.
I love Eddie. I love the fact that Eddie's in that show. I love the fact that Wally has the flaw in his personality that allows Eddie to exist.
Yeah, and that he knows Eddie's a terrible friend.
Mm-hmm.
But yet he still has him as his friend.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know you're terrible and you get me in trouble all the time.
He must have some redeeming quality or Wally wouldn't hang around with him.
I don't know.
Maybe Molly's discipling him on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that noise?
What is that noise?
Is that the music or the...
It's the music.
Huh.
Brian Bridges, we have a problem.
We have a problem.
We have issues.
There's a cackling in the sound.
It's not a cackling. It's more like a tapping.
Cackling.
Popping.
Cracking.
It's a flapping.
Flipping. Cracking.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, while Brian Bridges works that out, we'll go to... Whoa.
Hi, squirrel.
Hello. Whoa, I said.
I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready for you, Chris. But thanks. I know you're anxious to join the show, but you just have to hold on for a bit. We'll go to some other music that Brian's created for us.
Okay. Is there going to be flapping?
No, there's no flapping. This is the stuff we've already listened to. All right. We really appreciate you guys calling in and leaving messages. And please be patient with us. Don't get frustrated that we may take a week or so to get to your calls. But
because, see, Brad apparently has some backlogged system where he can't tell who calls in.
Someday, very soon, me and you are going to sit down and figure out exactly how I'm going to keep track of all this. Because I think I have it figured out, and then I turn it on, and I'm like, oh, which ones have I played? You know,
so, I don't know how on earth I'm going to help you. I don't have any technical ability.
No, but you're an organizing queen.
Yeah.
You can help me figure out how to organize this so that I get the ones I've already played deleted and the ones I haven't played.
Well, after you play, you may delete them. It's not hard.
It's not that simple because...
It's not hard.
Yeah, you're so smart, aren't you?
It's like an email.
But it's,
I read it.
It's not an email because they exist on the player and in a file. You see? See how it gets complicated?
No.
They're not. If I delete them from the player,
yeah,
then I got to go and delete them from the file. And when I go to the file, I don't know which ones I played.
I told you to have a talk with Charlie about how to make this technically better.
I think it just needs to be an organization thing from you. That's what I think.
Charlie can help you make it technologically better.
Technologically better?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to the forum.
Okay.
Before we go to the calls.
Forum? I thought we were listening to callers.
I wanted to go to the forum because somebody uh-huh. has made some comments about you on the forum.
Oh, no.
Yes. And I figured you might want to know what's going on.
Oh, you, like I don't ever read the forum? Is that what you're saying?
Do you read the forum?
No.
Okay, then. But now, didn't you make a promise that if I would
did.
Do something?
I went out.
You did?
I did. That very next day, I went out and I looked at it.
You said you would post.
I don't know how to post. But I did go look at it. Okay. I, well, I mean, I know how to post, but I don't know how to... I don't know how to make a whatever
yeah.
name to be mm-hmm. able to do that.
Register?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I know somebody can hook you up with that. Okay. All right.
You think you know? Mr. Who can't organize phone calls?
Well, that's a whole other situation. At least I know where my talents lie.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, fucker. Hold on. See, this is one thing that kind of...
You're supposed to have this all figured out before we get here.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you
don't. Oh, I got it all figured out.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's figured out.
So, this lady named Amy. We know some Amys.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if this is one of the Amys we... I'm pretty sure this is not one of the Amys we know because okay. she's from... Like up in the Boone, Iowa.
Iowa? My sister lives in Iowa.
Yeah, I know. What town?
Owine.
Owine, Iowa.
Uh-huh.
Salute. Well, this lady, Amy, does not say what town she lives in. Okay. She just gives a general state of Iowa.
Okay.
Which is the vast sea of green.
Cornfields. Yes.
And Faith's family is from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So when we drive up from Texas, we have to go through Iowa. And I hate going through Iowa because there's nothing there.
It puts him to sleep. He becomes he turns into a corn maze trance.
I call it the Iowa haze because I'm not dissing the state.
No.
I'm just saying from the highway, it's like Dolville. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, I spy another cornfield. Okay. So it's like there's no games you can play.
You know what's worse?
What?
South Dakota. Worse. 600 miles to the corn palace.
Yeah. But at least you had that to look forward to.
800 miles to the corn palace.
I don't think Dakota's that long.
Yeah, but they start the signs like in states before.
We figured out that it's only about 20 miles further to go from here, from my house mm-hmm. to your parents' house.
Yeah.
Than it is to go from here to El Paso.
Yeah, Dad said that. Can you believe that he drove from? Can you believe that he drove from El Paso in 1952?
Yeah, to Wisconsin.
To Wisconsin by himself.
Oh,
get this. He traded his television in. He traded his television
for a trailer.
For a trailer to bring all their stuff. 1952. I'm like, but you didn't get to watch I Love Lucy anymore. It was.
They needed
a sad
the trailer
day.
More than
they needed
the
trailer more than the television. Mom said okay, it was a pretty sad looking trailer.
Right,
TV was expensive in 1952.
I'm sure it was.
Just saying.
Okay.
Okay. What are we talking about? Amy.
Amy from Iowa. Okay. Her screen name is Redeemed Sheep, which is going to lead to some
sheep.
Interesting
bye,
nicknames.
Bye. Yeah. I just want to be a sheep. Bye, bye.
She's going to end up with an interesting nickname before this is all over. All right. So, anyway, she says... let's see. Where were you at?
He doesn't know what she says.
Yeah, I do remember right here. So my favorite episode of the Two Blind Squirrels is the me one. I have had my own experience with an animal and baby. Me. And then she goes, ew. Ew. So there's what she says. And then Larry comments that that this was such... So, anyway, shout out to Amy. Thanks
okay.
for joining.
Thanks
Welcome.
For joining. We're glad.
Howdy.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
Fellow Midwesterner, which yeah. I'm not really a Midwesterner anymore.
No.
I've lived here a really long time.
And then Larry also commented that it was a funny segment, and she said the way that you kept bringing it back into the conversation was hilarious.
Larry did?
Yeah. And then Amy says, I really enjoy listening to two of them banter back and forth. I love Faith's accent.
My accent?
Mm-hmm. And then Ruth Ann says,
I don't have an
Faith
accent.
Has an accent? She says, Brad has an accent. So, This argument goes on further. Gracie claims that we both have an accent. So this argument continues to disintegrate, and everybody starts calling each other names about their accents. And it was only 3 pages when I read it last night. Mm-hmm. It's 6 pages now, so I have no idea what they're saying.
I don't have an accent.
She says, I've been in Iowan all my life, and I think Faith has a stronger accent than Brad.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you sound like you got a real strong Texas accent.
I do?
Yeah.
You've never said that before.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just going with it. That's what people say. Okay.
Donuts.
Yeah, would you want to be a sheep? Bah, bah. You're going to be a sheep? Sorry, my dad was singing that song really? Last week, so it's been in my head. I don't want to be a hypocrite. Because they're not hip with it.
Oh, my goodness.
Does anybody remember that song? That song's like 1,000 years old.
No.
It's a camp song. It's a good song. I don't want to be a goat. Nope.
Oh, brother. Okay, so we got some other shout-outs.
It's here. It is hot.
Well, turn that fan on.
Oh, my gosh.
Turn that fan on up there.
I'm cooking.
Go on, turn the fan on. So... You're going to have to take the headphones off, though, or you're going to reach into your leash there. Oh, whack. Nope, that's the light. There you go. Okay. All right, we also need to give some shout-outs to Kristen Weichel.
Who?
You tell me how to pronounce this. W-I-C-H-A-E-L. So it's like Michael, but with a W.
Wait a minute. W-I-C-H?
Yes. A-E-L. It's spelled just like Michael.
Wickle.
It's spelled just like Michael, no, but the M's upside down.
Wickle.
What did I say?
Weichel.
Oh. Well, Michael, Weichel, what's the difference? The M's upside down. The M's upside
Wickle.
Down.
That sounds more like it.
No, I think it's Weichel.
Cold.
It could be Weichel or Weichel. It could be.
Wickle.
Anyway, she's from Nevada.
Nevada. I've been there.
No, you haven't.
I have too with you, remember?
Don't lie.
Remember you sweat to death at that wedding.
We went to Reno. Okay. I don't know if you consider Reno Nevada. Because you can see Nevada from Reno. Yeah, it doesn't look anything like Reno.
No.
But anyway. So she says, so we're there at this wedding. And it's starting, the sun's gone down. And once the sun goes down in Nevada.
It's an outside wedding.
It's fine, right? It's an outside wedding in Nevada.
Yeah.
Who thought
this
up? Well,
but if you were in the shade, it didn't matter.
Yeah, it's so dry that you can almost get a chill in the shade. Well, anyway, and at night, it's cool. But anyway, I'm sitting there. And mm-hmm. everywhere that is open to the air is fine, right? So I'm sitting there in the chair, and I'm good. Because I'm comfortable, because as I'm hot,
yeah.
But the air is so dry that it's keeping mm-hmm. me cool. But mm-hmm. when I stand up where my chair was, from the middle of my back to the middle of my thigh, looks like I sat in a tub of water.
And because he forgot his t-shirt when we went, too. You didn't have a t-shirt on, which made it worse.
Oh, man. And so we get up there to hug the bride who didn't know me. I knew the groom. So she hugs me and puts her arm right... Into the
I felt so sorry for her.
Splash, splash, splash.
I was so embarrassed. We've been married like a month. I remember.
She's all just looking at her face like, ew.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah.
Good times.
Good times. So that's my experience from Nevada. Hi, Kristen. I thank you on behalf of Nevada.
Of all
that.
The Mormons in Nevada.
Yeah, she was Mormon. It was a Mormon wedding.
Oh, funny.
Yes.
We were outcasts.
So another shout out
to sweaty Christian outcasts.
We were, man. We were dancing. And they thought we were crazy.
Oh, man. Okay, what?
Go now, only the bride's side was Mormon.
Yeah, no.
The groom's side was dancing.
He was my dear friend from, I grew up with him.
We were dancing and having a good time at this wedding. And as in the tradition of Jesus Christ, we had some wine.
That's right. It's in the tradition of Jesus Christ.
And so we
Not of the Latter-day Saints.
No. They were sitting over in the shade, not dancing and looking very scowlingly at us. They did not seem like they were having a good time.
No.
There was no joy in there. Anyway, let's get some other shout-outs here. Josh Tuxedo, he has joined and is a member there at the Josh Tuxedo.
I'm sorry.
Darian Burns, howdy.
Where are they from?
He doesn't... let me see. I think he's from, like, Al's Formalware.
I knew that was coming.
He doesn't say where he's from.
Okay.
He likes music. He was very, I don't know. He was very prolific in his writing there.
Okay. What was the other, who's the other person?
Darian Burns.
Darian?
Did I say Darian?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Darian Burns. He also does not say where he's from, but he was born June 27th, so he's a June baby like me.
Hmm.
Yeah. But let's get somebody who is active. Those people have not really done much.
Oh, they just joined.
Okay. Yeah, they just joined. So they.
Well, we'll get to know you.
Hopefully.
Thanks for joining.
Hope to comment, people. But let's talk about this guy.
Which guy?
Well, his screen name is like Rockin' Foe. Rockin' Foe. JC's Rockin' Foe. Rockin' Foe GC. So Rockin' for Jesus Christ, I guess.
Oh. I'm a little slow. I went to get that.
Yeah, he likes cars.
Muscle cars or...
Hey, like Mazdas.
Some Mazda muscle car?
No.
Okay.
Well, more like a pinky muscle.
A pinky muscle car? Well,
you could soup them up.
I suppose.
Yeah.
If you took off that it was a Mazda, maybe somebody would be fooled.
What? Don't be poking him in the eye. He's a fan of the show.
No, I didn't. I'm not poking him in the eye. I'm just saying.
It sounds like you're poking him in the eye.
I asked you if it was a muscle car, and you said no. And I said, if you might be able to fake it as a muscle car.
Oh, okay. Well, he's really Dan from Idaho. And a while back, he answered a contest.
Idaho? My roommate from college was from Idaho. She was also a Mormon. I'm surrounded.
Okay. Maybe this guy's a Mormon then. I don't know.
Well, hey, cool.
I don't think so.
She was really good.
He won one of our contests a few months ago and got a mug.
A mug?
Won a mug. Took him a couple of months to convince me and Chaz to send it to him.
But you finally did.
We finally did. He broke
Which
it
one?
The very next day.
Which mug?
The squirrel mug.
The only squirrel mug?
Yeah.
That I have my pens in by the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he broke it. Or his friend broke it the next day.
Yeah.
You know what? You need to make koozies.
Koozies?
Yeah. Two blind squirrels koozies.
Why do you want to complicate our lives again? Are you in charge of shipping?
Apparently, somebody needs to be.
Somebody needs to be. Also,
but you don't want me to be in charge of shipping because my mom says I'm terrible at mailing her things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I am too. That's why we don't do that anymore. Also, a shout out to Kevin.
Kevin.
I really have no other information on Kevin except that Shelton, I think is his last name.
Shelton?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he has a really cool blog where he videos his family.
Uh-huh.
It's like a family video blog. It's really cool. Yeah.
Cool.
But he listens to the show. So hi out there, Kevin.
Howdy.
Kevin. I don't know where Kevin's from. Maybe he's from
Why are you
Como.
Talking like that?
I don't know. Just to spice things up a little bit.
It's not spicy.
It's not spicing?
No.
We're not spicy?
That's not spicy.
No. Speaking of spicy, I'm hungry.
Hey there, boy. Oh, hey there, sweetie pie. You know, I came in here the other night and you weren't here. It was Chaz.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was very disappointed.
Oh, yeah. He can sometimes be that.
What?
He can sometimes be disappointed.
No, I wasn't disappointed in Jazz. I was just disappointed you weren't here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, how you doing?
I'm good. It's great. Other than the hail, I almost mutilated my
flowers. Hey, you think you
flowers.
Had it bad? I was out there in the trailer.
Oh. Did
man,
you get
the whole
big
thing
dents?
Started to shake. Well, you can't tell it from the other dents, but
oh,
I'm
okay.
sure there are.
Okay.
Whole thing started to shake. It knocked one of my tires off my roof, and the windows were just a busted. I mean, they didn't break anything, but man, there was big old chunks of hail coming down.
Yeah.
I know it was scary. We were scared. I'm probably going to have to get a new roof out of that deal.
No, listen. What? I woke up and I said, Brad, there are animals jumping up and down on our roof. I thought for sure there were squirrels, but I did. It sounded like squirrels were running up and around it because we have this one squirrel. Have you seen him?
Yes.
We have this squirrel that he's way too tame for my liking.
He comes way too close.
And he comes way too close. I'm like, I am way too related to your brother to not be afraid of a squirrel.
My brother is the only person in the continental United States to be bitten by a squirrel. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then this squirrel is way too tame. He freaks me out. He comes way too close. Anyway, so I thought there were squirrels fighting on the roof. That's what I told you, is it not?
Yeah.
There's animals fighting on our roof.
And you went,
pause. I think that's hail. And we jumped up and ran out. I mean, they were
big old chunks.
I mean, was it golf ball size?
No, they were bigger than golf balls, but the thing is, they weren't round. They were chunks. They looked like somebody had emptied an ice cube above our house, empty ashtray above our house. I mean, it was chunks. It was like
blowing almost.
They were like rectangles, and you know, I mean, it wasn't. I've never seen hail like that. Now I talked to Gary. I think this morning he said he had seen stuff like that, but man, I had never seen stuff like that. Now last night we had the golf ball size,
two nights in a row,
a little bit smaller than golf ball.
Two nights in a row.
Last night didn't bother me so much, but the night before my truck was outside, the big ones were falling. Mm.
But
they didn't fall very long. They fell about 5 minutes.
No, it seemed like forever
because they were huge and they were hitting my truck. But it was only about 5 minutes.
And I said, my flowers, my poor flowers.
I just thought any second it was going to bust out my window.
My poor flowers. And he went, forget about your flowers, my truck.
She's like, my flowers. I mean, flowers? $2.97 at Walmart.
Oh, no. Oh, I do not buy flowers at Walmart.
Oh, okay.
They got them at Lowe's, and they were not $2.97, maybe $297, but not $2.97.
You spent $300 on flowers?
Could have. Might have.
We're going to have to pause the show now while Brad has a conniption. Anyway.
Hail, remember? Hail.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened to Buford?
What? He passed out when you said $300 for flowers. Oof. Anyway.
Buford.
What? Oh, hey, how you doing? Ooh. Did y'all see that hailstorm last night? Yeah.
I already been there. Man, you must have passed out.
That was vicious.
Yeah. What are you here for?
What do you mean? Came in here to talk about the hailstorm.
Oh, okay.
I need to borrow some duct tape. I got some holes in the trailer.
Oh, okay. It's in the cabinet.
It's in the cabinet over there.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, listen, it's supposed to storm again tonight.
It is?
Yes. Bill Bradford said so. I was out there listening in the trailer.
Oh, yeah. And what Bill Bradford says.
Hey, what Bill Bradford says.
It actually happens.
The man doesn't say things
he knows.
To be dramatic.
He knows because everybody
He's
else.
Not your typical weatherman.
Everybody else in Dallas is saying, well, it's going to be terrible storms. Oh, the ice is coming. The snow is coming. He's like, yeah, whatever. School's going on tomorrow. It's good.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Don't worry.
They're all just making it. Trying to make news.
Even if a tornado is headed directly for your house and you see it, if you turn Bill Bradford on the radio, you'll feel better.
You will.
Because he'll say, you know, there's this tornado coming for you, but don't worry about it.
It's going to turn.
It's going to turn any second. Wait for it. Right now. And sure enough, there he goes.
He just knows. He's got like a direct link.
Yeah, I think he gets his weather information from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See y'all.
Golly.
Wow. Well.
Huh.
Okay.
You need to put some WD-40 on that door.
I've tried. It doesn't help. Just gets my computer all messy.
Oh. What are you going to do?
All right, well, let's hear from Ruth Ann. See what she's got to say. What are we looking at? Oh, okay, we probably need to wrap things up pretty quick. Nodding Head Christians. Let's see what she has to says.
Mm-hmm. Hola, all. Here's your verse for the day, Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This verse comes from a devotion that I posted on the forum. The gist of it said that we should not be thanking the Lord for all the situations that arise in our lives. but that contradicts it directly what the Lord says in Ephesians. Now, I had two objectives to posting these devotions, to get other opinions and on said devotion, and to get people thinking. How many times have we sat in church or listened to a podcast and simply nodded our heads in agreement with the pastor's sermon? We don't think about what he's saying or what he's preaching on. We just take it for granted that because he is our pastor, because he's a renowned speaker, that what he's saying is okay. We cannot allow ourselves to be apathetic like that, lukewarm, so to speak. There are times when we won't agree with what is being preached. But if we sit in our pew, and we all have our pew, and just mechanically nod our heads, we will one day be spewed out of the Lord's mouth like lukewarm water. This is Bonita sending you back to the two squires of squirreldom.
Can a girl be a squire?
Squirrel.
Hmm?
What?
Can a girl be a squire?
I guess.
I don't think so. I'm reading a book that takes place in the 1100s.
Oh, brother.
And I don't think a girl can be a squire.
I'm sure that there were girls who were squires, just didn't know they were girls.
Do you even know what a squire is?
Person that carries around the swords for the knight.
Are you making that up?
No.
Okay. Just making sure. I don't think a girl could do that back then.
Well, she had to be pretty hefty. Yeah. So I agree in theory there that you shouldn't just ought to sit there and nod your head. But I also think, and I think you should think.
What? You should think.
You should think.
Mm-hmm.
That about what's being said. You know, Gary made a point this morning in Sunday school that you really should, you should pray for the preacher, but you should also pray for your own heart, that it's open to what the Lord has to say. Because
mm-hmm.
if you're sitting there and you're thinking of, and you're listening to that lesson, listening to the preacher, or listening to the sermon, and you're picking out something in that sermon that applies to your life,
mm-hmm.
then it's a good sermon. But if you're sitting there thinking, no matter how emphatic he is, if you're sitting there thinking about somebody else that needs to hear this sermon,
yeah.
it's probably not that good of a sermon. Or you're not, you know, you haven't prepared your own heart to hear what the Lord has to say.
A little pride in the way.
When I get in one of those sermons, and you know, our pastor can go there sometimes, where I'm just not in tune with what he's saying, I'll just start reading the Bible. I got the Bible right there in front of me, the Word of the Lord, and I'll just worship that way, and I'll just start reading and try to apply, you know, something. So, just a tip there for you. Just a tip there for you. Listen, we also need to talk, but not right now. We're gonna wrap this up pretty quick. But we need to go into that isolationism again that we talked about before, because there's been some interesting posts on that on the forum.
I want to talk about giving praise, we're giving thanks to the Lord for everything.
Okay, go ahead.
No, not right now.
Oh.
Another time.
All right, yeah. Giving thanks.
Power of praise.
Faith. Okay, I'll write that down on the run sheet there.
No, thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime. We will get back to your calls. And
did we even do any calls?
Not this time.
Didn't we mean to?
But yeah, well, last time we were together, we promised to.
Oh, okay.
Because we have tons. So.
Okay.
And I'm excited to get there.
All right.
But I wanted to talk about other things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right?
Yeah, it's fine. It's good. It's all good.
You're yelling me.
I'm not yelling.
I'm reading your voice a little bit.
There. I'm not yelling.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, Then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.